the Spirit of the Lord in me, that same Spirit that conquered the spirit of death, which is you, devil, is inside of me.
And what do we need today more than almost ever before is a spirit of holiness, Darren. We need purity in the body of Jesus Christ like we've never had before. And that has everything to do with obedience. We have so much rebellion going on. Well, you can't tell me to do that. And we need a spirit of obedience through that spirit of holiness to come upon even the body of Jesus Christ.
Right.
We have so many, well, you can't tell me. Well, I have this take on this. Well, and they see it right in the Word of God, and they still won't obey it.
But you know, that's pride gone to seed, Barbara.
Oh, it sure is.
And I'll tell you, that's going to hurt them. And I want to say another thing here. Some of you have a spirit of wimpiness, and you need to get up and become a fighter. I mean, I'm serious. I was raised in a very proper home, and you know, we just never raised our voice. Well, let me tell you, you get backed in a corner enough, you're going to have to raise your voice and fight with the devil, and you do that with words. And that's what I was just telling you out of Romans 8:11. Some of you need to command the spirit of wimpiness and the spirit of timidity and the spirit of inferiority and unworthiness to get out of your territory, get out of your life, because you're going to have to come alive inside there. Otherwise, the devil will eat your lunch and eat you for dessert.
That's right.
I mean, he's going to get you if you don't stand up and fight.
Yes, that's right. And that coming alive, Darren, that you're talking about, comes from a spirit of life.
Amen.
And that's the next spirit we're talking about. That spirit of life was from the beginning with wisdom. That spirit of life was at the very beginning of creation. And then again, we see it in Deuteronomy 30, when God is saying, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the cursing, so choose life. That word life there is the Hebrew equivalent of the Zoe life that we hear about in the New Testament.
Now go ahead and read the rest of that verse. Choose life.
So
that.
Choose life in order that you may live, you and your descendants.
That's right. Amen.
Oh, that's praise so God. Good. Not just us, but those that go on and on.
Now, as you have conversations with the Lord and with Holy Spirit, you might be just holding a conversation in essence with these personalities or these spirits of the Lord. You can say, Spirit of life, today I need you to be with me. I'm going to walk into a spirit of defilement. I already know that. A spirit of death, spirit of destruction, a spirit of perversion. Spirit of life, I need you to cover me and energize me and tell me what to say and when to say it and how to say it. See, the spirit of life. See, you recognize these spirits and you talk as if you have a relationship with God. And you say, boy, Darren, I don't know if I can do it like you do it. Well, act as if these things are real to you. That's faith. And the word faithful has the word faith in it. And you need to be a faithful overcomer of the devil and all his junk. We're telling you how to live clean in a dirty world.
That's right.
Because it's not easy.
And James says, you know, without the works, without those actions that follow, exactly what you're saying, Darren, we have to act as if we have received that. Abraham did. Those things that were not, he spoke them as though they were. We also have a scripture in Ezekiel 16 when God passed by Israel. And Ezekiel is so profound in bringing chapters and verses of coming back alive. Israel was basically dead. And Ezekiel has been given prophecy after prophecy after prophecy that Israel is going to come back alive and well. And you need to breathe that on your dead people, on your dead situations, on your relatives that are basically dead in spirit. Well, here in Ezekiel 16, God passed by Israel and saw her squirming in her blood and said, live. I said, live, live. And God is saying that to you today, live. I know one of your favorite verses, Darren, is found in Ezekiel 37. That's, again, the spirit of life, the breath of life that came back to those things that were dead, basically dead. And some of you who are listening today, there are things in your life that have died. Well, you can ask Holy Spirit to bring that spirit of life back in and breathe new life into that dead situation.
Well, you know why I like Ezekiel 37, Barbara? And I'll answer my own question here. It's because it details the problem and the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And the prophet here is saying, I want you to speak to these bones and prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. O dry bones, here's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And then he turns around and he speaks to the breath. He says, now I want you to speak to the breath. That's Holy Spirit. O breath, come and breathe on these problems. Well, you can do the same thing with your finances or with your kids or with your body. You can say, O breath, come and breathe across my household. Breathe across my marriage. Breathe across my business. breathe across my investments. Spirit of wisdom, breathe counsel and understanding across me. Well, the breath of God, the Spirit of God, as it says in the Old Testament, will come at your behest, at your request, and will begin to breathe those things into you that you need at the time. See, some of you don't know what you're going to meet the rest of today or tomorrow. You don't know. Barbara and I, don't know either. But we can cry out to the Spirit of the Lord and say, I need help. Now I need specific wisdom, counsel, understanding, revelation, knowledge. I need a spirit of might so I can fight the devil. All of those things are available to us.
What I love about this scripture in Ezekiel 37 about the breath of life, Darren, and I believe it's revelation knowledge that the Lord gave you specifically, especially 10, 15 years ago when you first came out with this teaching, is that God ordered Ezekiel to speak and to prophesy over his own situation. And so many times we just sit back and we say, well, if God wants it done, he'll do it. God wants you to speak through your mouth those prophetic utterances to bring about a change in your life.
Now, in 1 Corinthians 14, God is saying, with urgency, I want you to prophesy. Well, here in Ezekiel 37, verse 9, is a conversation between the Lord and the prophet, Ezekiel. Then he said to me, talking about the Lord, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath. Now here comes the payoff. Thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they may come to life. Well, some of you need to prophesy. You need to be saying, thus says the Lord, because you know the spirits of the Lord. You know the Lord so well, he's bearing witness with your spirit. So you're going to be his mouthpiece on the earth in your situation.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, thus saith the Lord, and you put it out there. Mm-hmm. You say, well, I don't know if I could ever do that. Well, you can if you get to know these spirits that we're talking about today in this message.
That's right. One more for Spirit of Life is Romans 8:2. For the Spirit of Life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. Hallelujah. That spirit of death has no hold over you.
Okay, those are the spirits of wimpiness.
That's right. Well, the next spirit we're going to talk about is Spirit of Adoption. And if you have a feeling of rejection, unworthiness, a counterattack for that rejection is asking for a spirit of adoption, because in Romans 8:15, Darren, it says, for you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear or rejection again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons and daughters. We cry out, Abba, Father, Daddy. That's so important. If you feel rejected today, call on that spirit of adoption.
You know, I had a good friend that went to Israel. Matter of fact, she was on my staff, and she came back and she said, I saw a precious thing. This man was walking down the street. He's quite a few feet ahead of his son. And his son was running along behind crying. He was a little guy, mm-hmm. 3 or 4 years old.
Oh.
Abba, Abba, Abba.
Abba.
Papa, Papa. You know, that's what he was saying. I want to go with you. Abba, Abba, Abba.
Abba, Abba.
Right.
Oh, what an endearing.
Yeah.
Father God wants you to call him Abba.
Abba.
He really does.
Some of you in your prayers could just start your prayers out in the name of Jesus. Abba. I need you to talk to me.
Yes.
Be and my daddy today.
And ask him when you, I think you should study the word adoption and ask him. He chose you. Adoption is a choosing. You aren't given to him naturally. He chose you. And that verse in John 16 that you quote so often, Darren, that's that spirit of adoption. Would you quote that for us?
You threw me a curve. You had to quote it. I can't
remember. John 16:13. I did not choose him, but he chose me.
Right. That's a great one. Well, I'll just look it up here because I'm having a mental freeze here, which I don't usually
have. That's like when you eat ice cream. Sometimes your brain, you have ice cream freeze and your brain
freezes. My head starts hurting and I start praying, that, oh, God, don't ever let me do that again. John 16:13. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth.
Oh.
He will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he speaks, he will speak and he will disclose to you what is to come.
Oh, no.
That's
then
not
that's
the one.
Not the wrong. It's John 15.
John 15:16?
Yeah.
You did not choose me.
Okay.
I chose you and appointed you to go forth and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he'll give it to you.
I'm so sorry. I gave you the wrong reference. This is John 15:16. Would you please say that again for our friends?
Well, looking right at it now, you did not choose. Jesus is saying to them, basically, listen, don't get too big for your britches. This wasn't your idea. And here's what he says. You didn't choose me. I chose you and appointed you. An appointment is very, very important. appointed you that you should go forth and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain,